enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey.
Welcome back. This week we have Jeff Smith from Sasquatch Tracks, episode 36. This is a members-only episode, so if you want to support the show, support what we do, Luke and I work hard on this show, head over to blurrycreatures.com, become a member, and listen to several episodes. We have an early episode this week with Expanded Perspectives already up on the site. Sasquatch Tracks is up there already, and we have one with Seth Breedlove from Small Town Monsters. All this content's only available to members. So if you want to support the show, help us grow, help us produce more content, head over to blurrycreatures.com. Here's a little teaser from Jeff and our conversation with Jeff. Get you guys interested. Thanks so much for supporting the show, members.
It's a good problem to have. You're awesome. You know, but yeah,
so what did you speaking of the military, what did you think about the story of the Afghanistan pilot that flew out the giant? We could talk about
actually,
that.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna bring that up. So like I said, I hadn't heard anything about that kind of stuff when I was in the service. But being a C-130, so not an AC or not an MC, there's, you know, several different variants of the C-130. The AC-130 detail of that story is what gives me pause, because that is a very high value asset. There are not enough of those to go around, and the Special Operations Command guys are constantly asking for their support in the stuff that they're doing in bad guy land. Those airplanes are awesome. I mean, they rain down the doom, and you know, the bad guys don't, you know, there's nothing they can do. In my last assignment, we had the squadron had navigators from just about every airplane. So we had fighter guys there, we had bomber guys there, we had special ops guys, we had AC-130 guys there. And I just love listening to their stories. Now, some of them, you know, maybe aren't kid friendly. You know, they're watching, because they're watching these guys for you know, hours and hours and hours before they get the okay to take them out. And the things that they've seen some people do, come into their house and, you know, they don't think anybody's looking. Oh, there's a goat over there. Okay. So they get pretty good detail through the instrumentation that they have, seeing what these guys are doing before they take them out. And like I said, they're in high demand. So it just seems very strange to me. And if you look in the cargo compartment of an AC-130, it's full of rounds for all their guns and their guns. There's not room for cargo. The only thing I could think of is if on the cargo ramp, you can fit up one pallet on the cargo ramp. And I don't know the dimensions of what a pallet is. I could probably guess it's about 8 feet by 8 feet or something like that. Maybe a little bigger than that. Probably big enough if you fold up a giant, you know, that's been killed, its head's been shot off, and you pile it up on this pallet. You can fit it on the cargo compartment, the cargo ramp of an AC-130, but you have much better assets for hauling those things around than that. Just what we call a slick C-130 is just straight cargo hauling. You're hauling beans, bullets, and bubbas. That's what we do. Pretty early on when I was in the Air Force, all air crew members were required to get a top secret clearance. So any kind of, you know, weird mission like that, you know, a person would be qualified to go do. Maybe you would have to be read into a special access program and told, you know, signed a non-disclosure agreement. Don't talk about what you saw here. Okay. But we're all eligible for doing that kind of thing. So it doesn't seem right to me that they would send an AC-130 in there that they want out killing bad guys just to do a what would amount to a simple cargo hauling mission, although it would have, you know, sensitive cargo on board. That's the only thing that the red flag that went up for me.
Yeah, so you didn't hear anything else, like any rumbles of giants or anything like that? I mean, obviously.
No, I wish I did, but
yeah,
I was never in Afghanistan though.
Yeah,
my deployments were to Iraq, unfortunately.
But
if something like that did come up, just the whole, you know, black out my face, don't say my name, you're not going to promote who you are, basically. It's all going to stay under.
Yeah, I would think so. And not like the SEAL team that went in and took out Bin Laden and people are writing books and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Rob O'Neill and those guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, why is that so out there?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to get their side of the story out. I mean, that's not taking out a giant. You know, that's taking out a known enemy.
Yeah.
You know, Bin Laden. Yeah. Everybody hated him. So, you know, if that were me, if I'm the trigger puller going in on that mission, and you know, once I'm done with my service to my country.
Once again, that was Jeff Smith from the Sasquatch Tracks podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you want more Blurry Creatures, go to blurrycreatures.com, become a member, help support the show, help us make more content, and get more of this good stuff in your ears. Thank you.